Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Just barely afternoon. If you haven't done so, please silence your cell phones, as I'm doing, because I haven't done it. Hello, my name is Christian Rademeyer. I am an associate curator in the Department of Drawings, and together with my colleague Connie Butler, I'm responsible for the exhibition Compass in Hand, Selections from the Judith Rothschild Foundation Contemporary Drawings Collection. And I want to welcome you to the sixth and last lunchtime lecture presentations, 5x20x20. For those who don't know about the Judith Rothschild Contemporary Drawings Collection, here are a few basic introductory details. The Judith Rothschild Foundation Contemporary Drawings Collection is a collection of approximately 2,600 works by some 650 artists, and it explores a comprehensive, dynamic definition of drawing, and it was meant as a panoramic overview of the state of drawing today. The collection is the brainchild of Harvey Shipley Miller, the trustee of the Judith Rothschild Foundation and a member of the Committee on Drawings and the Board of the Museum of Modern Art, New York. It is an extraordinary philanthropic undertaking, and Mr. Shipley Miller has assembled this body of work between 2003 and 2005, so only over the course of about 26 months, a collection of 2,500 works has been assembled. In May 2005, the acquisition of the collection was proposed to the Committee on Drawings, and it was unequivocally approved in late spring 2005. Adhering to the gestalt and inclusive philosophy that this collection was based on, we wanted to develop a means to celebrate more of the artists represented in this collection in conjunction with the exhibition Compass in Hand, which presents only a selection of works from this collection. And we wanted to welcome the artists to MoMA, given that a striking 350 artists entered MoMA's collection for the first time with this gift. Today is our final session of Petra Kucha-style lectures, conceived to give voice to as many artists in the Contemporary Drawings Collection as we possibly could over the course of our public programming in May. Petra Kucha literally means chit-chat, or the sound of information, and is an informal presentation format conceived in Japan and designed to easily, efficiently, and informally show a broad spectrum of work. As per the title of our lecture series, 5x20x20, we asked five participating artists to show 20 slides and talk about each slide for 20 seconds. The Judith Rothschild Drawings Collection is contemporary in focus, expansive in nature, and was intended, in the words of Mr. Shipley Miller, to provide a cross-section of a moment in time. In assembling a diverse group of artists and their equally varied practices here today, we hope to capture the inclusive spirit that guided the collection. Today, and in this order, Jonathan Horowitz, James Sienna, Joan Banach, Simone Schubach, and Stephen Solence will present their work, and I refer to the foldout that you got for their more extensive biographies. As all the artists here today will be put to the timer, I too will be brief and will forego further detailed elaborations on their work. Upon completion, the presentation will have a question and answer period. I will ask all the artists to come forward and encourage you to ask questions, as I hope you will have many, either to the group of artists or individual artists, or maybe a question about a specific work. Before I hand things over, I would like to thank my colleagues in the education department, Pablo Helguera, Laura Bayless, and Emma Enderby, for organizing not only this event, but the entire series, and really carrying it through from beginning to end impeccably and just with the way that only they can. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for coming. And without further ado, Jonathan, take it away. Thank you.
This piece is called Monday Through Sunday, the abbreviation for Monday through Sunday, MON.-SUN. And on each of the seven tapes, This is a drawing from a series of drawings called the Stairmaster Suite, and each drawing is a transcription of the display screen of a Stairmaster exercise machine after I exercised on the machine. This piece is called Three Stars. It's about how power relations are expressed graphically in billings for movies and performances. It was inspired by a poster I saw for a concert tour of these three. This piece is called Talking Without Thinking in the Voice of Marilyn Monroe, and the way that was made is I just turned on a recording device and spoke not as Marilyn Monroe, but in a high-pitched, breathy voice. And I was interested in this piece is called Self-Portrait in Oval Mirror something. It's a Lichtenstein painting, and it was made by, I just got a canvas the same dimensions of the actual painting and used all of his same materials. This piece is called The People, 35 Celebrity Endorsers of George W. Bush Downloaded from the Internet. It's the president's one person that's supposed to represent everyone. And I thought if you took his celebrity endorsers, you'd get a clearer picture of... This is an installation that I made at the Kunstverein in Hamburg. It's called Go Vegan, 200 Celebrity Vegetarians Downloaded from the Internet. And I made this piece after the previous piece. And with the other piece, the pictures that I chose were more... This is a piece called Tofu on Pedestal in Gallery. And it's a celebration of tofu as a sort of ideal, cruelty-free, wonder food. And this is a piece called The New Beetle. It's an installation shot of a show that I made a few years ago called The New Communism. And it's just my car, which I drove up onto this pedestal, and I ordered a customized license plate for it. And I added this sticker, which says, "Support their troops." And that's not to say support their troops over our troops, but to support their troops as well as our troops. And this piece is called Untitled, Support Art About Nothing and Maintain the Status Quo. And in the spirit of the piece, I won't say anything more. This is called The New American Flag Made in China, and I redesigned the American flag, trying to reinvest it with meaningful color symbolism. So, it represents the north, south, blue, red. This piece is called Recycling Sculpture World Trade Center Memorial, and the way it works is it's a location for your recycling, so when the outlines of the towers fill, you take the papers to the... This is a piece, it's called Lindsay. It's a floor-to-ceiling wall mural, and it was made for a show about Rome, and it was sort of my version of a classical Roman statue, and it's... This is a piece called Official Vatican Portrait of Pope Benedict, whatever number he is, torn in half after Sinead O'Connor, and it's a tribute to the time when Sinead O'Connor... This piece is called Neon Cross for Two, and... you know, you could think of the cross as representing a same-sex couple or any couple. And This is a print that I made for a recent exhibition about the election, and it sort of forecasts the outcome. This is another piece from that show. It's the Brittany and Jamie Lynn Spears. The image on the left represents the fears of that McCain voters might have had that if Obama became president, all their daughters would want to have sex with black men. And the image on the right, this is a piece called Coke and or Pepsi Machine. And Coke and Pepsi, of course, never appear on the same machine together because they're rivals, but they're also really best friends, I think, and you know their rivalry. This is a sculpture from a show that I just made that's currently up in London. It's called Free Store. It's a modular sculpture made from recycled plastic. The elements, they're bins or pedestals, depending on which side you have them, and the idea is